verdict reached at the federal trial of a pro-life activist. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News, just getting word that Mark Hauck has been found not guilty on two counts of violating the FACE Act, freedom of access to clinic entrances.
This all stems from an incident that dated back to October of 2021, in which Hauck was accused of physically assaulting a abortion clinic volunteer escort in Philadelphia. The feds have basically claimed that Hauck was preventing people from getting into these clinics.
Fox's Mark Meredith. Hauck's defense team called the case discriminatory and says the verdict is a win for the pro-life movement. A grand jury in New York is now hearing evidence against former President Donald Trump over hush money payments to former porn star Stormy Daniels, a legal source confirming to Fox News Digital that the Manhattan DA started presenting evidence today. It's one of several investigations that could lead to criminal charges against Trump, who continues to deny all allegations and is running for president again. A federal appeals court says Johnson & Johnson cannot use its bankruptcy to resolve lawsuits.
The Third Circuit Court of Appeals ruled J&J could not use the bankruptcy system to offset legal claims. The company faces multi-billion dollar lawsuits over its talc products, which some consumers say has caused cancer after extended usage. Before bankruptcy, the company faced billions in court-ordered payouts. J&J has also had hundreds of lawsuits dismissed, and those that have gone to trial were decided in their favor. Johnson & Johnson says it still hopes to use the bankruptcy court system to bring an end to the lawsuits.
Fox's Gernal Scott. The company also says it still stands by the safety of its products. A disappointing start to the week on Wall Street. The Dow down 260 points at the closing bell ahead of this week's Fed meeting. America is listening to Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
The head of Homeland Security says a new immigration program is helping at the southern border.
DHS Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said a parole program allowing in 30,000 migrants a month from four countries has been implemented. People are already being admitted, allowed to work in the U.S. for 2 years. They must first pass a background check and have a sponsor here in the U.S.
We've also seen a significant drop in the number of Cubans, Venezuelans, Nicaraguans, and Haitians arriving irregularly in between our ports of entry at the southern border, nearly a 90% drop in those populations.
Mexico has agreed to accept up to 30,000 migrants from those four countries who attempt to illegally enter the U.S.
Fox's Jessica Rosenthal. Some migrant men are refusing to leave a New York hotel in opposition to the city's plan to use it for migrant families instead.
A number of the migrants were put on buses to be relocated to a cruise terminal in Brooklyn. A number of the men boarded those buses. They took a look at the facilities that they were being provided, and then they returned here to the Hotel Watson, saying the conditions were absolutely deplorable.
Fox's David Lee Miller. In Chicago, some residents upset about a city plan to turn a former school into a migrant shelter using millions in taxpayer dollars. A country star cancels concerts on doctor's orders.
Kane Brown taking to Instagram to cancel shows in Berlin and Stockholm, telling fans he's been very sick over the past few days, and doctors say he won't be able to perform. The singer not sharing details, but explains tickets will be automatically refunded at point of purchase, adding, hopefully we'll be back soon and we'll make it up to you. Brown has been overseas traveling for his Drunk on Dreaming tour, which kicked off in September. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
Recapping stocks, the Dow and the NASDAQ dropping more than 200. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.